Singer Azam Ali was born in Iran, raised in India, and now lives with her Iranian husband, Logha Ramin Torkian, in Los Angeles. Their journey across oceans can be heard in their music. With producer Carmen Rizzo, they created a group called Niyaz, which means yearning, in both Farsi, the language of Iran, and Urdu, the main language in Pakistan. Niyaz released its second album, Nine Heavens, this year. It begins with a piece called Beni Beni, which combines a mystical 18th century Sufi poem with a traditional Turkish folk song and electronic music. Beni 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 Sevdiğim Beni Beni Ulaştır menzili dost dost Ala ya Beni Beni Azam and Logha are in our studios at NPR West. Thanks so much for coming to the program. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us. It really is an honor to be here.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
This is an interesting blend of modern electronica with a traditional folk song and Sufi mysticism. Remind us briefly what Sufi mysticism is.
Sufi mysticism came from Islamic tradition. It essentially developed in Baghdad, in Iraq, about something around like 11th century.
And if I may just add to that, one of the elements that's very appealing to us about Sufi poetry is that it does transcend cultural and religious specificity, because it really is more about the struggles of the human soul, the struggles of the human experience, and is something that we all share. It really is a universal struggle.
What does Beni Beni mean?
It means to me, to me.
To me, to me.
Yes. Beni, 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 Beni is really about man struggling with his soul, and he's asking God, well, you put me in this world with all its beauty, and yet all I want is to find my way back to you. So you have put me here, and you have not shown me how I can find this way back to you. So just please show me, give me some sign, show me how I can find my way back to you.
And if I may add, even today, in a lot of the Sufi gatherings, is always complemented by rhythm and dance. And in fact, the most revered Sufi poet, Rumi, composed his poetries most of the time to the rhythm of what was being playing in the gathering along with when the dancers were dancing.
Logha, let me ask you, because the instrumentation on this album is really impressive. Some of the instruments, what are we hearing?
For example, I used saz, I used rubab. Saz is a Turkish instrument. I used the lafta, which is also a Turkish instrument. Then from Iran, I used the sitar. And also I have created a new instrument called keman, which comes from the family of spike fiddles. And a lot of the boat or the legato sounds were created by that instrument. And then, we've had Indian instruments, the bansuri, which is a flute instrument, tabla, which is a percussive instrument.
Azam, I understand you trained with a Persian master and you're an accomplished hammered dulcimer player.
Yes, thank you.
This is an instrument that many know because of its use in American folk music.
Yes.
It's essentially a stringed instrument, and you play it almost like a marimba with small felt-covered sticks. Is there a difference in the playing or the instrument itself when you play this music on the hammered dulcimer?
Well, the technique is very different, and almost every part of the world has a different variation of this instrument. The Persian style of playing is very much, we mute the mallet, which trying to get the sound more softer and almost if you open a piano, it looks identical, you know, it has the muted mallet. So in Persian classical music, they try to make it sound more like a piano, but I prefer the bit more folky sort of rough sound, so I just play it with the stick side.
Let me read the English lyrics to Prahi. This separation has caused me immense sorrow. Destiny has me chained to this state. O beloved, release me from these chains, for I am bound by the dust in this estranged land. What is it you seek from me that you cast your chains upon a free man?
It's very vague. Is he talking about a physical exile of being far from your homeland, or is it just the exile of a soul being separated from its creator?
Both of you are Iranian, and you now live in the United States. Azam,
yes.
You were raised in India. Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Because on the cover of the album, it looks like Los Angeles meets New Delhi meets Tehran.
Yeah, well, you know, my mother sent me to India when I was 4 years old to study in an English boarding school. And then once the revolution happened, I was pretty much stuck in India. My mother was in Iran, and I didn't see her for a good 6 years. And then my mother escaped after during the revolution. And she came to India. She lived there for 2 years, and when I was 15 years old, we came to the U.S. under a political asylum because my mother didn't want to go back to Iran. So, you know, I've been here since 1985, and, you know, just trying to do the best that I can. It's been very challenging. I came during a difficult time, you know, soon after I was here, you know, Desert Storm, and I mean, since I can remember, you know, there's always so much negative media around Iran, and especially nowadays, it's virtually impossible to turn on the news and not hear something negative about Iran. And it's really a struggle for, I would say, every Iranian. You know, in many ways, my life's work has become about this. You know, create something that hopefully transcends religion and culture and show people that, you know, at the core, we are all the same. I tried so hard to just be American and just sort of almost reject my heritage. And it got to a point where I realized, you know, I'm never going to be 100% American. I'm never going to 100% fit in. So then I began the process within myself of sort of going back and learning about my own culture, embracing my culture. And once I did that, you know, I began to feel much more sort of whole. This music is an honest, honest manifestation of who we are as Iranian immigrants.
Azam Ali and her husband, Loga Ramin Torkian, are members of the ensemble Niyaz. Their recording, Nine Heavens, is available on 6 Degrees Records. They spoke to us from our studio at NPR West. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, it's an honor to be here.
To hear full songs from Niyaz's album, Nine Heavens, go to nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.